Blog Talk Radio.
But you know I ain't gonna say shit. See, my game is outrageous. I got it to the crib and exchanged some love faces. But it wasn't no need for me to rush the bus one, cause I wanted her to have an eruption.
Sensual seduction. Sensual seduction. Whoa. Sensual seduction. Sensual seduction.
All right. Welcome to iDrive Urban Rich Radio. I am the host, Miss Nikki Rich. We're live, Charlotte, North Carolina, as we do each and every day, Sunday through Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for all of those who are first-timers or just tuning in, as always, you can listen to us by online, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/iDriveUrbanRichRadio, or you can search us on iTunes because we're podcasting live right now. You can search for iJive Urban Rich Radio, or you can call in at 1-323-580-5749. And if you press 1, that lets us know that you would like to talk to the guest or the host. So be prepared when you call in. Be prepared to call in and chat with me, Miss Nikki Rich, on iJive Urban Rich Radio. And tonight we have a special guest in the building. We actually have a two-part special guest. We have Miss Nita that's coming through. She's live. And also we have DJ Johnny O as well. And just so you know, we do have our chat room open, and our chat room is located on www.blogtalkradio.com/iJive Urban Rich Radio. And if you go to the screen and if you scroll down, you will see those in the chat room that are tuned in right now. And we're excited today. We have a celebrity makeup artist in the building, Miss Nita. So we're going to talk to her. And before we get to her, we're going to get to some more music. And just so you know that this is a positive show. We are about helping others get heard. Nothing negative. We just have everybody to, you know, motivate each other here. We got artists. We got athletes, models. We have everybody, a little bit of barbers, celebrity barbers. And we're just here to support each other. It's a positive show. And everybody's trying to get heard. Everybody has a vision. So, you know, we just want to let everybody get heard. This is your chance. We're worldwide. We have people from Australia, UK, Canada that is tuned in. So shout out to everybody worldwide. We are loving it. You know, we're loving all the feedback from Twitter to Facebook. We're getting it from everywhere. Even everybody's texting as well. So shout out to everybody that's tuned in. Right now, we're going to go to some more music. We have Murphy Lee on that What's That Poppin'. And Murphy Lee was a guest on the show, so shout out to him. Murphy Lee, here we go.
A day note. I'm that What That Poppin'. You know you knocking. You
ain't know.
And let me on an earth thing. This lady worldwide, she make earth thing. She got that pow, pow, ping, pang, boom, boom. Her ride smoother than my old school. I told that girl, don't worry, I got good news. Not only good, good, but I'm a good dude. Mr. Tuco, I think she love my guru. Maybe it's my demeanor or maybe my views on YouTube. I'm what's poppin', I noticed that I'm the man. Say I'm the damn man, ma'am, damn, yes I am. They know, they know, they know, they know.
So many women, I can't even name them all. I'm having dreams, all I heard is take me to the mall. I'm the reason why your girlfriend gone on Sunday morning. She at a different church, I swear to God. I asked her would she leave you, she said hell no. smart girl, guess my sex is better, dawg. I'm that what that poppin', you that what that floppin'. You not what they lookin' for, you not what they coppin'. I'm what's poppin' in Compton, I'm what's goin' in Florida. I'm what's sellin' in projects all over America North. The better the music, the better the business. The more that I make, the more that they hate, the more that I'm winning. They know, they know, they know.
Welcome back to iDrive Urban Rich Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich, and we're live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. It is 6:41 p.m., August the 11th. We're getting it in right now. August the 10th, we're getting it in right now. Shout out to 403 Mob, Ghost Unknown's birthday today. Shout out to him. They are a very supportive group of artists that's always on, tuned in. You know, they always showing love, so shout out to them as well. And, you know, we just want to show our love saying, you know, happy birthday, Ghost Unknown. Right now we want to get to our special guest in the building, Miss Nita J. She is a celebrity makeup artist. She was nominated for the Best Makeup Artist in Virginia, so she got the Virginia Fashion Award 2010. She's also a member of the Paint and Powder Hair and Makeup Pro Team, and they're headed by Emmy, beauty writer for Olive Coco Magazine, and she is a Sigma Beauty affiliate as well. And that is a little bit about Miss Nita. We're going to get to her, and we're so glad to have her in the building. And we want to welcome Miss Nita J to iDrive Urban Radio. What's going on?
Nothing much. How you doing, doll?
I am doing great. We're so excited to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
That is awesome. Well, I have been looking over your bio, and I've, you know, been seeing what you've been doing throughout anyway. And, I mean, it's amazing, you know, to get the Best Makeup Artist in Virginia. That's hot.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I didn't actually win. I just got nominated. But, I mean, it was really an honor because I was a new kid on the block. I was up against, like, 4 or 5 makeup artists that were in the game for 10-20 years, and it was kind of like my first year actually being on the scene, so to be nominated by my peers, it really meant a lot. So I didn't win, but maybe next year we'll see if I get nominated again. So
yes, I mean, but that's awesome. Even if you didn't win, to be nominated, that's awesome right there. That means somebody's paying attention.
Exactly.
So pretty hot. And you're also Tell us a little bit about that team.
Okay, well, I got asked to assist celebrity makeup artist Victoria Styles in D.C. last year, and I actually didn't even know anything about the Paint and Powder team. I went there as just a regular assistant for a fashion show in Nova Fashion Week, and I guess I did a good job, and I impressed everybody that was there. Suzanne Patterson, which is a celebrity makeup artist also, she's won, like, a lot of Emmys. She's been doing, like, soap operas and movies and all that. So she's actually the head of it. And they saw my work, and they saw what I did. And later on that week after I came back to Virginia, Victoria hit me up and just let me know that she wanted me to be a part of the team because she felt that I deliver really well and work fast and work great as a team. So, you know, every time they have events in New York and D.C., they always ask if I want to participate, which was really a blessing because it was kind of a tryout when I worked there, and I really didn't know, so I kind of just stumbled upon it. But it was a really good opportunity to even be asked, so I was really flattered.
Well, that's awesome. I know it was, I mean, I know you were, like, in shock when
yeah, it was crazy. It was like a silent tryout. I had no clue, but they were actually watching me the whole time I was working. So, I mean, it's all about how you work, and you never know who's watching, you know what I mean? So it was a blessing.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a blessing right there. And also, we saw that you are a beauty writer for the Olive Coco magazine.
Yes, I am. I've been doing it for a little under a year, but the group over at Olive Coco, they're an amazing group. And they asked me to come on, and I just do weekly contributions and makeup tips and, you know, whatever they need me to do, I do it. But it's an awesome magazine. So if you all that are listening, check out www.olivecocomag.com. It's a really awesome publication online. So, yeah, y'all definitely need to check that out.
And what do you talk about when you write?
Anything, celebrity, beauty. Sometimes I get advice from my Twitter followers. I ask, you know, do y'all have any suggestions? And they'll ask me a question or need advice on something. I'll write about that. Or I'll draw inspiration from other makeup artists, other blogs, magazines, and I just put my spin on it. But basically, I just like to give tips. So I do have a lot of people ask me different questions or, you know, want personal consultations and things like that. So I try to incorporate a little of everything in it, but just to keep the readers informed and happy. So anything that has to do with beauty and makeup, that's me. So
that is pretty. That's pretty awesome right there, just to get that feedback,
yeah.
You know, and you use it, put it to use as well from the you know, social networking, boy, it's killing the game right now.
Yeah, social networking is awesome. Twitter, like, I'm on Twitter all day, every day. So, Facebook, I'm on there, too. I'm not as much as Twitter, but, you know, if any of my followers are listening, they know I tweet all day, every day. Now, I probably get on their nerves with the makeup stuff, but, I mean, that's my passion. So, I mean, if you follow me, you'll see it. You'll see my link all day, so.
Yes. Well, I feel you because I know it's like I go to bed on Twitter, you know, and I wake up right now. I think y'all see my prayer first, so.
Exactly. That's how it goes. But, I mean, Twitter is actually a blessing. A lot of people sleep on Twitter. They just say, oh, it's just Twitter. It's only Twitter. But if you use Twitter right, Twitter is an excellent business tool, regardless of what you do. I mean, I'm a makeup artist, and I mean, every time I have a shoe or, I mean, I Ustream and I post my Ustream link on Twitter. Every time I have a photo shoot, I post my images on Twitter. I always put my website on Twitter. Like, I mean, it's an excellent tool, a marketing tool. So, I mean, I think anybody who has a business should definitely, you know, get on that because it's really good to use.
I use Twitter for everything. A lot is very good for networking. Like, I've met most of our guests from Twitter, and it's amazing
because
it's a blessing.
I get a lot of my clients off of Twitter.
Honestly. Yes, and it's amazing to be able to talk to people that you grew up listening to.
Exactly.
Yes, and also, you know, how did you get started doing makeup? Who influenced?
Well, honestly, when I was younger, I've always been obsessed with it. When I was about maybe 13 or 14, my mother, she kind of just started buying me little makeup sets and all that stuff, and I would literally sit in my room for hours and just test out stuff, and I would recruit my little sister and draw on her face and paint faces on my dolls when I was much, much smaller. I mean, it's always been an obsession of mine, but as I got older, I started becoming more infatuated with, you know, actual techniques and formulas and ingredients and what looks good on who and all that. And then I started actually doing makeup for friends and family and weddings and all that. And then my mother actually told me, you know, hey, you're actually pretty good at this. Why don't you make this a business. And at first I was like, no, I don't really, you know, I'm just going to, you know, stick to what I know. I'm just going to use it as a hobby. But I guess people just started taking notice and they started hiring me for weddings. And I started off doing weddings a lot. And then once that started popping off, photographers started hitting me up and then the shoots started rolling in. And, I mean, it just took off from there. So, like I said, I read about it all day. I started reading up on other makeup artists, and I have, like, every makeup book that's ever been written, and I study websites every day. So it's become an obsession, but, I mean, it's my passion, so I feel like I have to study it and learn every day. So it started at a young age, but it's turned into a hobby, to an obsession, to a business. So, yeah.
Did you have those little dolls? Those dolls with just the head and put makeup and hair on them when you were younger?
Yeah, I did. I did.
I know that's why I was pregnant. But that's amazing. And I think, you know, makeup, being a makeup artist, it's an art for real.
It really,
you really
is. A lot of people take it for granted.
An artist.
I mean, yeah, you really it really is an art, because your face is your canvas. Like, I actually really do use real paintbrushes sometimes when I paint on the face, because I really look at it like it's my canvas. Like, it's not just lip gloss and you throwing on an eyelash or something like that. Like, I study my client's face before I do anything, and I make sure that client is taken care of the way she needs to be taken care of, or he needs to be taken care of. And, I mean, you have to know facial anatomy, and you have to know, you know, structure different parts of the face. I mean, it's a lot of things that go into it. So if you're going to call yourself a makeup artist, you make sure you know your art, know your craft. You know what I mean? So I take it really seriously.
Well, I know also that you work with VH1 Reality TV Personalities. Tell us a little bit about that area of reality TV.
Yeah, I work with Doll from VH1 and Jaguar from VH1. And actually, it was crazy how that came about. I actually got that gig off of Twitter. So here's another Twitter story. I was actually not even on Twitter that day, but apparently Doll had posted on Twitter that she was coming to Virginia and they needed a makeup artist for an event that was happening or whatever. I wasn't on Twitter, but I swear everybody that was following me, that was following her, tweeted her and told her to hit me up. So somebody gave her my phone number, and she actually called me, and she looked at my portfolio, and she loved it. And then Jaguar saw my portfolio, and she loved it. So she was like, yeah, we need to get you over here to do our makeup. So it kind of just fell into it. You know what I mean? Like I said, Twitter's amazing, but they were great to work with. Jaguar and Doll, they're both sweethearts, but it was a really awesome opportunity to be working with them. And then a couple of the reps from VH1, I got to meet some of them while I was doing their makeup too, so... It was awesome.
That's great. And, you know, I'm just so happy for you being a makeup artist and just the goals you have accomplished already. I mean, and you being young, that's awesome right there.
Thank
I love
you. I appreciate
it. The word awesome, so you have to excuse me because that's all I say.
Oh, no, that's one of my favorite words, too. Awesome and fabulous, honey.
But that's great, you know, to come in contact with Jim as well. I mean, just to be able for somebody else to say, oh, this is Nita right here, you have to go to her. That's word of mouth. Yeah. And it's, you know, people are really looking out for you and really have your back, and they're supporting you. That's what you need.
It's all love. Yeah, I love it, though. Yes, especially this area. And big shout-out to my 757 listeners in Virginia. I have so much support out here that it's crazy. Whenever somebody needs a photo shoot or anything, they always text me or call me first, like, hey, I saw on Twitter or Facebook, or my homegirl's getting married. I know you do makeup, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, word of mouth is amazing, but... The support I have in this area is really nice. I appreciate it. So big up to my 757 family, if anybody is listening out there. I appreciate you. But support everywhere, y'all. I really appreciate it.
That's good. I know I'm also in, well, I'm almost done with hair school. I got a month left. but I have been, you know, doing a little makeup myself, and it gets challenging sometimes, you know, just about health as well, because, you know, people's face and the skin and everything, you know, just really being clean materials and all, because you just have to be careful.
Yeah, just have to read up and study things, and honestly, the more you do it and the more you practice, the longer it goes, it gets so much easier. Like, I mean, I'll do a client consultation and a whole application in like 30 minutes or less. It wasn't like that in the beginning, but the more I do it, you know, the more you feel more comfortable with what you're doing, it becomes so much easier. So just keep at it and just keep practicing. It'll come.
Exactly. Well, you know, are you going to the event in Atlanta with Bronner Brothers, the hair show?
Yeah, I haven't been before, but I am trying to get down there. I have a couple people that are asking me to get down there with them, so we'll see. I am trying to get down there.
Well, you know, we had Curtis Smith's Team Exotics on yesterday, and if you don't know who Curtis Smith is, he is P. Diddy's barber. And he was on yesterday. And I mean, his team, which was Terrell Styles, and tomorrow the Stars Barber is a part of Team Exotic. And also, we're going to get Curtis.
I talked to him yesterday.
Yes, and we also get Curtis Smith off as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the 22nd of August is the Bronner Brothers hair show is from the 20th through the 24th. We're doing a live show with Terrell Styles and Team Exotic as well as Curtis Smith on the 22nd from the Bronner Brothers show. So it's going to be hot.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be hot. I'm definitely going to look out for that.
Yeah, so, you know, I got a chance to talk to them about that yesterday, so we're excited about that, doing big things, and that's the chance for, you know, you, yourself, and different stylists to go down there and network. It's really big network.
That was so important, so that's why I'm definitely trying to get down there to network. That's important, especially in this industry.
Yes, it is. And so we're excited about that event. But I wanted to ask you, is there a certain type of makeup that you use when you're putting makeup on the different clients?
Honestly, when I first started, I used to use all MAC products because, you know, MAC is like a big makeup. I mean, they're really huge in the makeup business, makeup industry, but as you learn about different products, I feel like I cheat myself and my clients when I just stick to one brand. So I use some of everything as long as it works. Like I use MAC, I use Mind Cosmetics, I use Black Opal and Face Atelier and what else? I use Lancome and NARS, Urban Decay. I use some of everything. If you look at my kit, I have some of everything from high-end to drugstore products. As long as they work, I use it. So, yeah, whatever works. But I work on a different array of clients. I don't just work on women of color. I also work on Caucasian and Asian and all that. So I have to make sure I have something for everybody. I can't just stick to one brand, you know?
Yes, I understand that. Well, I can't stick to I love MAC. MAC is one of the best to me. But
yeah, I'm a MAC kid myself.
Yeah, I love MAC. And I also, Mary Kay is also, you know, if I can't go to MAC, I get Mary Kay. I love Mary Kay. They are the closest thing to me. For our complexions and stuff, it's different. Some makeup give you like a red tone. And I only, you know, like to, I'm more of a tan, a caramel color. So, you know, but I think, I forgot the name of the other makeup. It's kind of reddish a little bit, but I just like MAC.
Yeah, I stay at the MAC counter. Anybody that knows me know I make weekly and, you know, weekly trips to the Met counter. That's just me. Even if I'm not buying anything, I like to go there and just check out, like, the new products. So Met comes out with a new collection, like, once a week. So I got to stay on top of things and know my knowledge and information on different products. So I go up there and just check them out. If I'm not tearing them all down, buying all that makeup, at least I go check it out. So.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break, get back to some more music.
Okay.
And we're going to get back to our guest, Miss Nita.
Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I am Ms. Nikki Rich, and today we have a special guest. We have Miss Nita J in the building. And for those who are just tuning in, as always, you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/iJiveUrbanReachRadio, or you can search us on iTunes at iJiveUrbanReachRadio, or you can also call in to our guest or to me, Miss Nikki Rich, at 1-323-580-5749. And we are live with Miss Nita J. How are you enjoying
hey.
It, Miss Nita J? How's it going on this iJive experience?
It's nice. I was nervous at first, but I kind of feel good now. I'm good.
Yes. Yes. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. Did you know that we're podcasting live right now?
Oh, are we really?
Yes,
wow.
Girl. We are podcasting
okay.
live. Yes, it's awesome. We have a 908 number. We're going to go to the phone lines right now. And you are on air with Miss Nikki Rich and Miss Nita J.
Hey, Nikki Rich. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Hi, Nita J. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Hey.
I do love Mary Kay products, but I do have a question. Nita J, are you thinking about, I know that you deal with a lot of makeup and you deal with a lot of products, but are you thinking about coming out with a product of your own in the near future?
I'm glad you asked. Actually, I am working on my own line of lip glosses right now. It's actually in production, so I don't want to put too much information out right now because it's not fully worked out yet, but yes, I do have a line of lip gloss coming out. So if you're listening, y'all keep, y'all stay tuned for that. So thank you for asking about that. I almost forgot to say that.
No problem. That's fine because I see a lot, you know, the diva is always on the everywhere with fashion. I love fashion. But, you know, I always wonder, like, does the makeup artist decide to come out with their own line and, you know, dealing with it? You guys get it firsthand so you can understand it a lot more better
exactly.
than what we do. Yeah, so I always wonder, like, you know, do they think about coming out with their own line and, you know, the benefits of it and stuff like that. So that was my question.
Yeah, I thought about it a long time ago, but I just wanted to make sure I get my name, my business out there a little bit more first and get a little bit more exposure before I actually jump into it. So, but yeah, it is in the works though.
Okay, what's up, Nikki Rich? Tick tick boom! I love iJive Urban Rich Radio. It's great. She always have great guests.
Thank you. Yes, and this is Miss Diva Mary Kay. She also has her own radio show, and, you know, they call her Diva Mary Kay for a reason. Tell them about you right now, Miss Diva.
Well, they do call me Diva Mary Kay. I am the host of Diva Spot Radio, and I'm also the host of Phenomenal Radio as well, but they call me Diva because, you know, my diva, when I first thought about the word diva and calling myself diva, it wasn't all the bling bling and the attitude and all that. My diva stands for divine, intelligent, victorious attitude. I think a real diva possesses those four characteristics. So if you're going to call yourself a diva, you have to be a divine woman, intelligent, and have a victorious attitude. Over all things and all over negative things and embracing positive things. And Mary Kay, I am a senior Mary Kay beauty consultant. I've been a beauty consultant for 4 years, so it was just a pleasure to get into the business, to be able to share with women and be able to give them the opportunity to feel good about how they look and also about starting their own business rather than being catty and ready to rip the mace out. Because too many times as women, we be ready to fight, like, what would you say? But, you know, I'm just glad that God blessed me with that to be able to network with my queens and not be catty. It feels good to share.
Exactly.
So, you know, and that's what it's all about. And, Nita, I know you run into a lot of women and a lot of drama queens, and drama queenettes. Big shout out to my Hey Girls. I love y'all too. Y'all fabulous. But, you know, it's just we want to keep the positive thing rolling. It's too much of us going against each other rather than uplifting and helping each other. And I got the hottest right. radio station rocking. Know that.
Yes. A part of a conglomerate known as TIC, we say Tick, Tick, Boom, which is known as the Independent Connect, which is made up of seven different stations, radio stations. So it's pretty hot. We're trying to get the artists out. We're trying to get the makeup artists. We're trying to get athletes, whomever. We're trying to get everybody heard.
Yeah, commercial right. definitely needed. If you have time, I would love to have you on Diva Spot Radio on Women's Chronicles. We do every Wednesday. So if you have time and it fits into your busy schedule, we would love to have you come on the show and share your business and share your knowledge with us and, you know, help us keep ourselves up. And that was my second question as well. You know, is there anything that I can eat, the foods that I can eat to keep my healthy brown sugar complexion? Or do you suggest a product?
No, beauty starts from within. So you have to make sure you maintain a healthy diet. Drink lots of water. Even though that's
okay.
cliche, you hear that a lot, but water is like the most important thing that you can put in your body as far as skincare. But I always tell my clients drink a lot of water. Like if you can drink at least a glass of water a day, or I mean, just keep a water bottle with you. But it's very important. So. Yeah, definitely increase your water intake.
I like to use the pure filters. I'm really not. I don't like the taste of the tap water, but I did get the pure filter pitcher here, and I like to fill it up and drink that. It's just me. The tap water just tastes like seasoned salt to me. I don't like it. So, well, thank you for that. I'll increase my my water intake coming from the professionals live right here on iJob Urban Rich Radio. Why not?
Yeah, definitely. And definitely keep me posted. I'd love to be on your show and share some knowledge with you all. So, yeah, keep me posted.
Great. Okay.
And also, just to let everybody know that's tuned in right now, we have a second half show, and it's going to be consist of DJ Johnny O, so we're excited about him. He's coming on at 7:30 tonight. So if you know of any artist that's trying to get heard, tonight is the night that they would want to tune in. Any questions they have, anybody that y'all know of, let them know. DJ Johnny O is coming on at 7:30 as well.
Okay, cool. Definitely going to send a text blast out because it's a lot of artists that ask me about my DJs. I want to get with your DJs. And I say, look, here's information. Hit them on Twitter. And then they hit me back. What's good with the DJs? You have to put some work in, you guys, for you to get something. I can give you
Thank
the information.
You.
But you have to go and get it. I go get my water. I know, you know, God showed me where it's at, but I drink it myself. So you gotta drink your own water too. You know, people think you can perform miracles for them. Drink your water, man. I can't just, you know, there's nothing. I don't know what to tell these people. I just feel like a lot of people just want internet success or internet financial blessings. You want to push a button and it happens. Well, it didn't happen like that for Diva Mary Kay.
You definitely gotta put in work. Put in work.
Yeah.
You got to work. I think everybody got to work right now.
No, Dave.
Everybody
working. Right, everybody working. Edith, how did you get to where you are with your business and your skills? You know, I know it just didn't come overnight. You got to be very talented, but, you know, how did you start off with, you know, the people who listen that want to be going to being a makeup artist?
Like you said, it takes a lot of practice. I mean, I've been doing it for about 6 or 7 years, but I'm still learning every day. So you have to be receptive to learning, you know, new things. And plus, with the beauty industry, things change every day, literally. Like, a new trend will pop up tonight. And as a makeup artist, I have to be on top of that. Because if my client tomorrow says, hey, I'm going to look like Nicki Minaj did last night on so-and-so, I have to know that. I can't just stop and say, hold on, let me Google this real quick. Like, I have to know all that stuff. So you have to stay on top of your game, and you have to know your industry references. If a client says, I want a 1970s glamour look, you have to know what that means. So, I mean, you have to be able, you have to study, you have to know your information. It's not about just, hey, come sit in my show, let me put the makeup on you. No, it's about, you have to know the business side of it also, which I think is very important to aspiring makeup artists. It's not about just knowing the products and techniques and applications and all that stuff. You have to know the business side of it because that's most important. You have to know how to network with other people in the beauty industry. You have to be able to talk to photographers so you can get your portfolio built. You have to, you know, I mean, you have to know anybody in the industry. If you want to work with them, you have to put your name out there. Like I was telling Nikki, Twitter and Facebook, I mean, Twitter and Facebook is networking either way. You know what I mean? I tweet my stuff all day, every day. Everybody mm-hmm. that follows me know I'm a makeup artist. Everybody that follows me has probably seen my link to my work. And, I mean, it's not just about internet. Like you said, it's not just about internet success. When I'm out and about, I don't care where I'm at, everybody that knows, that come, I come in contact with is going to know that I'm a makeup artist before they leave me, regardless of where I'm at. When I'm in Walmart, lie to you not, when I'm in Walmart, if I go to the beauty aisle and there's three or four women in there and they're, like, trying to figure out what lipstick to wear, oh, I never tried this before, I help every last one of those women out and help them pick out their products, and I give them all my business cards and tell them to call me for a consultation. So, I mean, when I enter a room, at least 75% of people are going to know who I am and what I do, because no one's going to come up to you and say, hey, are you a makeup artist? No, you have to let them know first. You know what I mean? Like, what's the odds of somebody walking up to you and saying, are you a makeup artist? No. So I think the most important thing is networking and being able to talk to others. And, I mean, that's just it. I mean, there's no, like, sugarcoating it. Like, you have to talk and put your business
here
out there. And,
I'm over here on the West Coast in Seattle, and you know I love my products, and I like what you said in the beginning. You know, and when I first started my business, it was like, oh, Mary Kay, I won't use any other product. How dare I? And then I started to think about it, and it was MAC that, you know, MAC broke my Mary Kay virginity. I had tried some, it did, and it was wonderful. I wanted this. I was doing a peacock eye, and I was just looking at a lot of YouTube videos and stuff like that, and she was saying that the gold and the green that she used was from MAC. Well, the gold was from MAC, and the green was from NARS. So, you know, I went and used it, and it was like, oh, my God, success, and I loved it. But now I'm kind of like in the Mary Kay mode, but I want to go and get, like, I'm thinking about going to Sephora in the mall. But I want to go and get my own, not my own personal, but I want to get a new look. I want a new woman to give me a facial and a makeover. Do you have any suggestions?
You mean over in Seattle?
Yeah, well, just any type of different products. I will tell you what we have here. We have Sephora.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, do I know anybody over in Seattle? I was like, oh, I got to take my Rolodex for that. But as far as products, I think makeup is really about experimenting. So, I know you love Mary Kay. I love MAC. Like, I use everything, but MAC is, like, my first love when it comes to makeup. I love NARS, too, as well, and Urban Decay. But, I mean, we
Urban
have
Decay.
To be able to get out of that mold, because some products in the on the line may not fit your skin tone, but this green that you're looking for, MAC may not have, but NARS may have it. So my suggestion is to go in Sephora. This is what I do when I have some downtime. Go in Sephora. If you have, like, an hour or an hour and a half to spare, go in there and actually test out products. Like, they'll let you test it. They have all that stuff laid out for you. So go in there. They have cotton balls and all that stuff. Just go in there and just test out the stuff on your hand or on the inside of your wrist and test out the products and see how they look on your skin, because just because it's a nice shade, it may not be flattering for you. It may be flattering for someone else, but not you. You know what I mean? So, or the color may be nice, like you said. The person had a MAC eyeshadow, but she mixed it with NARS to make that perfect color. So you may have a Mary Kay color that's, like, perfect, and you add a little bit of NARS, and it's, like, the perfect shade. You know what I mean? So it's all about experimentation, which is what I love about makeup, because there's no limit. You can do whatever you want, and makeup new looks and all that. So, like I said, yeah, go to Sephora and just test out stuff. Just go to different products. Go to the NARS side. Go to the Urban Decay side and just test out different things with witching. But ask questions. Ask the people who work there. That's what they're there for. So, you know, ask questions. If you don't know your skin type, I suggest knowing your skin type because some stuff doesn't work on certain skin types. As you may know, as a consultant, Mary Kay, you know, some stuff doesn't work on some. So, just ask the people there, you know.
I think a lot of women don't understand how important it is to prep your skin before you put any foundation or any eyeshadow on. They just say, you know, I don't need to cleanse and moisturize or I don't need a primer. Girl, just do
Definitely
me. And,
do.
You know, just let them know, you know, how important it is for you to, because, you know, I say it like this, and it's funny, you know, if putting makeup on without cleansing and moisturizing is like a prostitute putting on clean drawers. They still dirty. So it don't matter if you got them on a new pack. You know, it don't matter if it's a new pack.
It's
you know,
true. It really is true because, I mean, you get the most. If your skin is cleansed properly and it's primed and moisturized before you put makeup on, you get so much more payoff from the products that you use.
Yeah.
If you use a good primer with your eyeshadow, the eyeshadow is going to pop a little bit more. If you use the foundation over the right primer on your skin, it's going to hold a little bit more throughout the day. You know what I mean? So, like I said, skincare and makeup go hand in hand. It really does.
Hmm.
Well, ladies, we have one more. I'm going to get one more caller, and then we're going to go into our second half show, and then we're going to, you know, wind down the interview. Thank you, Diva Mary Kay, for coming on and showing your love and support. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it.
No problem. I look forward to talking with you later and getting more information and, moving forward. Nikki, you know I got love for you, Clean. I'm proud of you, and just keep doing your thing. You keep doing your thing, too, Nita. Feel good to see Queens on the rise.
I appreciate that.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Well, right now we're going to get to our next caller, which is coming from a 901 number. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. You're on air. Hello? 901?
Oh, what's good? You all know what it is. It's Terrell Styles. It's Poppy.
Hey, Terrell,
how
are you doing?
How are you?
What's going on? I couldn't get enough of your show from last night, so I had to call. Yeah, I had to call back. You dig?
Thank you.
So how are you?
We're good. We're here with Miss Nita J. She is a celebrity makeup artist.
I heard of preaching at Mac.
How are you doing?
That's what's up. How you doing, Mom?
I'm good.
Oh, that's what's up. So what's new on the show? You telling you trying to bust some cherries out there, trying to make them, you know, make them think everything that looks sweet ain't sweet.
I don't know now.
Terrell? Yo.
What you got going on?
I'm at the barbershop right now. Just chilling and, you know what I'm saying, listening to your show. That's about it.
And I was letting all of our listeners know about what's going on the 22nd.
Oh, the 22nd? Oh, it's going to be crazy. We're going to have Team Exotics invade Atlanta, her show, the Brahma Brothers, her show, the 20th through the 24th. So, you know, we're going to give you a live look in of what's going down and speak to some of the team members. I'm going to say give them a shout out. So, also, Curtis Smith will be on the side of me. You know what I'm saying? So, it's going to be real love. So, you get a chance to speak to everybody that's around me that's on Team Exotics. So, we're going to do Atlanta
that's
shutdown. The Exotics Takeover in Atlanta for the Brahma Brothers show.
And tell everybody who Team Exotics is.
Say it again.
Tell everyone who Team Exotic is.
Team Exotic is,
well.
it's Kurt, no saying Curtis Smith, which is Puffy's barber, Diddy, whoever knows however you want to call him, Puff Daddy, Diddy. That's Diddy's barber for like 16, 17 years, and he put together, I'm saying, an elite group of barbers. It's like from all over the United States. I think it's like 8 of us, I think, because we just added one, so it'd be 9. So that's the Styles Barbers. You know, he's from out of Dallas, so he's a recent addition. So this is, you know, an elite group of barbers and stylists. You know what I'm saying? We come together. We got our own thing going. Like, we do different shows and stuff like that. So it's like, you know what I'm saying, we spreading like wildfire out there. So Exotix is an all-natural product. You know what I'm saying? If you want to check out more information, go to www.exoticsproduct.com and check out. And
all right, we will do. And our lines are blowing up right now, but we thank you. You just stay on and listen to us. We have DJ Johnny O coming as well.
I got you.
All right. Okay.
All right, see you later.
Tune in. We got a 757 number. You're on air with Miss Nita J and Nikki Rich.
Who, this me?
Yeah.
Hey. What's going on, baby?
Hey, it's my bill.
Okay. Yeah, you know.
Hey, Kane.
Y'all know me. Hey, Nikki. How you doing, baby?
Good.
Hey, you on that? She on there preaching, talking that business. I like that. Like that. Now, see, I've personally seen her turn some ducks into some swans. And
Everybody's swan.
I'm sorry. They're swan on the inside, but she helps to bring it to the outside. Because it don't always show on the outside. And I just want to say,
cocaine is like really, really, really close friends of mine. And whenever I need advice or even business advice, personal advice, he's always there for me. So big shout out to him. It's my boo. And he's an awesome producer, too. Awesome producer. I am so keen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I am so keen.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, he told me he was going to, because y'all know I'm about to be a rapper, so he's going to make some beats for me, and then I'm going to have a mixtape coming out. So I'm going to let you play that, Nikki, next time. You know, we'll keep you posted.
Yo, and she put all the ad-libs on our last joint, and we're actually about to shoot a video with Beans, and then Blind Fury's going to do. He's going to do the backup singing. So I hope you're listening right now because, you know, that's how we do.
Yeah.
So,
All right.
And that nigga's crazy, by the way.
Yeah, he has us laughing all the time. He's always tuned in. When you never know when he's tuned in. He's always tuned in. I end up
that's
getting
a cool cat,
I'm listening.
He's crazy, but really, I don't know, because I kind of caught like the middle portion of the show from just getting to the crib from the gym, but I wanted to make sure that she is definitely pumping her Glam Fetish magazine that's about to grace us, you know.
Aww.
And I'm pretty sure there's several millions of females that are going to need to get their hands on that. Also, there's some things, I don't know if she want to let the cat out the bag, so I don't want to say nothing, but she's also planning some things of the beauty variety that she's going to put her personal stamp on, and I'm actually trying to give her some advice on how to market that whole idea and get it picked up, and also congratulate her on becoming, now she's a represented makeup artist and all that. That's like getting signed in Rap Gang. It's like getting signed to, not Def Jam, because they about to tank. So it's like getting signed to Young Money. So she's like the Young Money in makeup right now.
Yeah, I actually got signed to Zyday Agency out in Atlanta and L.A. recently, so big shout out to them. And like you said, I'm starting my own beauty and fashion online magazine called Glam Fetish Magazine, which is launching September 1st. And big shout out to my whole Glam Fetish staff, they are like some really, really hardworking individuals. So I know a lot of them are listening, so big shout out to them. And make sure you follow Glam Fetish Mag on Twitter to stay updated.
Did y'all hear that? She got a staff, B. She got a staff.
You are so stupid.
That shit is wild.
I don't even have a staff.
I'm like the busiest nigga ever, and I don't even have a staff. You see what I'm saying? She surpassed me already. So I'm looking for very big things. You know, I always call her, you know, my makeup mogul. So she's definitely going to do some things, and she only works with the best of the best. And it's always great to see, you know, the best recognize her work. And it's like she's, like, silently making, like, a very heavy impact without people even noticing. So, it's like, before you know it, she's going to be doing some type of cover girl campaign or something crazy like that. So definitely not out of the way for that to happen. And very proud of her because I've seen her come from just doing – makeup bars over at Mangoes in Virginia Beach to where she's at now. So that's a big deal, man. It's a big deal.
I appreciate
that.
You're the best.
I am so awesome. Yes, I am.
We thank you for being on with us, Cocaine. You were on before, but we thank you for, you know, showing love to Miss Nita.
I really appreciate that, Kane. You're so awesome. I love it.
Of course, I had to link y'all up. By the way, I'm responsible for this, so I gotta get my little shine real quick.
You gotta have some kind of shine. Linked it on up,
you know what I mean? But no, these two ladies are definitely doing their thing, and you, Nikki, you have you're growing yourself. You know, started off with a kind of a small listening base, but now you know you up in the thousands doing your thing and having some very very nice. Guests on, man. I'm highly impressed.
Yeah.
See you going far as well.
Well, you know, I started off with some hot guests. I started off, my first guest was the Rockaware model, so you know.
And
I had actors too that was on Necessary Roughness, you know, so. But
go ahead, talk
you
that
know,
shit,
that's
girl.
How it
talk
is
it,
in the
talk
beginning.
It.
Yeah, go ahead.
Girl, talk
that.
Talk that.
Better brag.
Yeah. I started off hard, you know.
Yeah, she put that key in that motherfucker and locked that motherfucker, didn't she? Yeah. I'm gonna send a couple more people your way. Young lady, y'all may know her. She played Maxine on Family Matters. Name is Sheree Johnson. She's a highly accomplished author.
Yeah.
I'm going to send her your way if you haven't spoken to her already. And the actress, lovely young Miss Katie Albert, she was actually, you know, kind of looking forward to it. So I'm going to go ahead and get the contact to you and make sure you, you know, get them on as well.
Definitely will. That would be awesome. Yes, send them
that
to the
Hottest
Show
awesome.
On
and
the
I
planet.
Need you, yeah, I need you to go ahead and let them know they need a makeup artist, though. Go ahead and slide in one of my
business. Come on,
now
I was just making sure you already had that taken care of. Come on now. I was just making sure. Okay. Absolutely. All right. We got it. Guys, we got to get to our second half.
We thank y'all for, you know, being with us today. And Miss Nita J, is there anything else you would like to say to our listeners on the Hottest Show on the Planet?
I really appreciate you having me, Nikki, and thank you for everybody that tuned in. And definitely check out my website. It's www.makeupbynitaj.com. It's my full portfolio, so you can see all my work up there. And follow me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter 24 hours a day pretty much, and it's Nita 2 Nice, N-I-T-A, number 2, and Nice, N-Y-C-E. So y'all make sure y'all hit me up.
Definitely will. Y'all check her out.
All right, thank
She's
you,
on
Nikki.
Twitter.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thank you, honey. Thank you to Cocaine as well. Tell him I said thank you, and I will be hitting him up today.
Okay.
All right. Thank
All right,
you again.
Bye.
Next up, guys, that was Miss Nita J, the celebrity makeup artist. Y'all check her out. You can follow her on Twitter at Nita, not Nita, too nice. You can follow her on Twitter. Next up, this is the second half. We get into the second half. It's about to get live right now. It's already crunk. It's already live, but we're about to have DJ Johnny O in the building, guys. So right now we're going to jump into some music. We want to jump into that Lil' Kim and the Locks. Check it out.
doubt about it. We take yours while you pout about it. Truck, step out the horse, wanna crowd around it. You could see me on Optimum TV. Or in your bathroom, turn the light out, scream Bloody Mary. 1, 2, 3. Chic ain't your usual friend, but I can set you up like Heisen, walk straight at the end. I'm done with ice and charms. I'm trying to ice my whole pack when I'm gone. Pull up with class on the dawn. Once I meet him, I greet him. Kiss his feet for freedom. Tell him thank you, Lord. Cause on earth I was getting bored. Now resurrect me back to the tack or sheep. So I can make this album and get back to cats that sleep. 230, 6'2. Me buzz for you, that's like a cat versus a pit bull. Guns, no flip bull. Keep hunger and plan for the future. Cause you figure you gon' be older way longer than you gon' be younger.
Eat alive, 1 pound set. Eating alive, 1 pound set. Eating right, 1 pound set. Night, you'll see the light. Keep the light. 1 pound set, eating light. 1 pound set, eating right. 1 pound set, 1 pound set, 1 pound set. Keep the light.
Only time to tell how the clock ticks. I really love hair, but I'm still a hostage. Two personalities, check the posture. Smoke out the mouth, flare out the nostrils. Thinking death, the life seems scary. I pass the graveyard, seeing people hail Mary. I ain't chilling, till I'm out parachuting. Race my man in my own time for about 10 diamonds. 25,000 apiece, fuck street. Trying to own the island, forget about wildin'. Try riding, in the car that be gliding. If I showed you where I live, you would think I was hiding. Sling dick, the shit that don't speak English. Wake up to Trinidad, like fucking I'm rich. Come back, private jet, live on set. If you can shit go, I can
keep
spit alive. To get
1 pound set, eating live. 1 pound set, eating right. 1 pound set, sleep at night. You'll see the light. Keep alive. 1 pound set, eating live. 1 pound set, eating right.
Yeah. Yo, yo, nothing but the hotness whenever we drop this. Monotonous for y'all to keep hating cause y'all never gonna stop us. I keep my rock spotless and my hoes topless. Take time, try to figure out who the lock is. Fear no one, kick rhymes like Shogun. You scared to blow one, get robbed with your own gun. If I don't respect you, I'ma check you. And if I don't kiss you, I'ma peck you. Right before I wet you, I sneeze on tracks and bless you. I'm special, and if you like working out, then I'm gonna stretch you. Hustling is dead, but we still get red. Serving spots in the bakeries to give back bread. And y'all said my money's spent, but it's an event. So when the feds come, the dogs can't get a cent. And my story, self-explanatory, that I'm the hottest thing on the street, and y'all ain't got nothing for me.
Keep it alive.
Yeah.
1 pound set, eating live. 1 pound set, eating right.
Mm-hmm.
1 pound set, sleeping night.
Yeah.
You'll see the light.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keep it alive. 1 pound set, eating live. 1 pound set, eating right. 1 pound set, 1 pound set, 1 pound set.
This is a beat that I can freak. Just drop the rails. Bless a nigga with the L. Y'all niggas know my skills. X from the grill. Hit them up. Split them up, wet them up, watch them come, get them up, shut them up. When you do dirt, you get dirt. Bitch, I make your shit hurt, step back like I did work. Take no fucking game, you think I'm playing, till you land. You wear your junkyard, you tan, mom's at home praying. You're coming home, but you not. You're sitting up in the trunk, starting to rap. And the hell is hot, though, because I'm here now, baby. It's going down, baby, get the 4 pound, baby. And let off, up in the nigga, especially if he think he's bigger. Motherfucking trigger. Did I? Can I get my? Is it gone? Do you make it represent one time?
Eating live. 1 pound set. Eating live. 1 pound set. Eating right. 1 pound set. Sleep at night. You'll see the light. Keep alive. 1 pound set. Eating live. 1 pound set. Eating right. 1 pound set. Money pound set. Money pound set.
Why are they always talking about money?
All right, all right. Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. If you don't know, we are the hottest show out there in Charlotte, North Carolina, and all over. We are worldwide. If you don't already know, we are. We have people from Canada tune in right now. We have people from the Bahamas. I'm getting texts from Australia saying they are listening. Shout out to all my listeners, and we are podcasting live. And for those who don't know, you can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/iJive Urban Rich Radio, and that lets us know
that you want to be in the chat room, and you scroll down, and you can be in the chat room. But right now, we're going to go ahead and get into our second half of the show. We have DJ Johnny O in the building.
Y'all are tuned in to Miss Nikki Rich, I Drive Urban Blog Talk Radio.
What it is, it's your boy J.O. Winston the Cabin. What on earth, know what I'm saying, coming out from 706. Y'all tune in to Miss Nikki Rich, Blog Talk Radio. If y'all ain't tune in, homie, something wrong with y'all. So get with the program, get with us, get rained over. Get with us, get lost on me. You know what I'm saying, you gotta have to rest up on the well.
All right, welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich. And we have with us a special guest in the house, DJ Johnny. Oh, what's going on?
Oh, just making money. That's all. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm blessed. Truly blessed. Truly blessed. With friends like you, I can't be nothing but blessed. Running the
Thank
Nerve
you.
DJ, you know, doing my thing.
Nerve DJ, shout out to all the Nerve DJs, man. You
639.
That's
our
I'm
number
telling
right
you,
now.
You got a movement. You got a DJ
yes,
movement going on.
Yes, we do. And it's all free for DJs. All they got to do is send me an email and say they want to get music from us. We got about 3 to 4 gigabytes of music every week. So if it's artists out there that want to get their music to 639 DJs and growing every day, they can email me at WeBreakTracks, spelled T-R-A-X, at gmail.com. WeBreakTracks at gmail.com.
And I
got to
write that because I know some artists that will definitely, you know, all of them need that.
Yeah, that's what we do. Our motto is we break your tracks, not your stacks.
And you said it's WeBreakTracks.com.
Yes, tracks. It's WeBreakTracks at gmail.com.
Okay. And how you spell tracks? C-K-S or X?
T-R-A-X.
Okay. All right. Y'all listening, y'all tune in. Artists, tune in. Good information right here already. Get
That's
it to
right.
the DJ.
Right off the back. I'm giving that information up.
Yeah.
I've always been doing your show, Nikki. You know, I've been always in that interview mode. Since you claim you got the hottest show in the world, I'm going to interview you.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready, honey. I want everybody to know who Nikki Rich is, honey.
I'm going to have to interview you on my show. Yeah, but go ahead. Let me let you run your show.
Oh, no, you can go ahead. Tell us a little bit about you and how you got started.
Okay. Well, you know, my name is DJ Johnny O. Used to be the Grand Wizard DJ Johnny O and the Mighty Sorcerer Crew back in the early 80s. We toured all over the country. We was on the 44 City Tour back in 84. Put out 2 albums, 2 or 3 singles back in the 80s. Did a lot of recording, traveling, tours with everybody. Started my own magazine in 1987 called It's a Wrap. It was a free magazine, and it was an 80-page magazine when we ended up quitting in 1995. Johnny O has been DJing since 1977. I'm a hip-hop mainly DJ. That's my main thing, but I mix everything
from gospel to line dance to country and western over hip hop beats. I'm a mashup artist. I don't do mixtapes. I don't have the time. My day job keeps me busy. I'm the head of a laborers union, so I got 3,000 members that I take care of every day. So I don't have time to sit around and do mixtapes, but it's a couple hundred in the Nerve DJs that do handle the mixtape portion of Nerve DJs. So I let them make that money.
Okay. Well, I hear that.
Okay.
That's what
I'm doing. And now I am... We started Nerve DJs in 2003 for DJs here in Cleveland, Ohio. We needed to get our music a better, easier way, and we came up with a website, and it eventually was turned into NerveDJs.com in 2004, and it was a way of putting music up on the website and downloading it. So we wouldn't have to go and look for records and then burn the CDs and things of that nature. So my partner, who now lives in Charlotte, DJ Dizzy D.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was on the call last night. He talked about you today. He said, I'm going to have to meet her. So he's right there in Charlotte. So you might be able to bring him into your studio and interview him.
Definitely.
Yeah, so that's a great thing, and I'll be there in October when you have that conference for sure. I'm going to drive down. But Nerve DJs, we started in like 2003, went public with it in 2004. We started with four DJs. It's over 630 DJs right as of today, and I just like added six more today. So if the numbers are growing, the membership is growing, the movement is growing. We don't just give our DJs music. We give them software to keep their computers up and running. We show them how to run their software programs. We treat our DJs, our new DJs, like apprentices. We were like the first group to say, you know, join an apprenticeship and learn the true meaning of being a DJ. Carry these crates, carry this equipment. Don't just get you an iPod and think you're a DJ. So, you know, we've been doing this a long time. Catch me on Twitter at DJ Johnny O. And, you know, our website is NerveDJs.com. Talk to me.
Well, that's amazing. And, you know, being on that conference call was hot.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
That's all right. We do that every other week. So the industry biweekly Nerve DJs conference call. Last night we had DJ Drama, Noriega, Obi Trice, and Alley Boy on the call. It was a good call, wasn't it? Let me see some of the other artists we had on there. Man, we had everybody on our calls. Estelle, local artists in the Cleveland area. Let me find the email so I can read them all. We normally average about five callers every month, every call. So let me grab a call real quick. Let me grab a list real quick, and I can tell you who all been on there. So how you been?
I'm good. I'm still, you know, I was checking out that music that was on that conference call. I was excited to get to talk to Obi Trice. I mean, I ain't heard from him in a while, you know, so I was like, yes, you know, it was hot.
Right.
I'm still, that music was hot, you know, that Battle Cry.
Oh, man, Battle Cry is nice. It's nice.
Yeah.
And Noriega track killed it, too, though. And then Drama came on. We did a review Drama's new track. Matter of fact, we are starting a every Wednesday night we're doing a show on thatshiphop.com from 10 to midnight. So y'all can check us out over there every Wednesday starting next week. And let us debut your music. Because that's our whole thing. We debut music, so... Still trying to find that list.
And you know, speaking of I just talked to, you know, just hit up, you know, talk to his manager. He's going to be coming to iJive Urban Rich Radio. So we setting that up right now.
Who is that?
Rick Noriega. Rick.
Oh, Noriega. Did you talk to him last night?
No, I didn't get to talk to him last night.
Oh, yeah, because him and my partner is, like, great friends.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how we get to get everybody on our call.
Yeah.
Can't find that damn list now. I'm looking for it.
But he's coming on, iJive, so we're excited about that. So we got the okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you got him coming on?
Well, we're setting it up right now. So, you know, I was emailing his manager, so we're getting together. I know everything by probably today or tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. We have Billy Blue on, Briscoe, Uncle Murder, Corey Guns, Meek Mill, Dusty McFly, Gorilla Zoe, Ace Hood, Estelle, Little Mo, Mano, Styles P, Ray Cash, Verse Simmons, DJ Drama again, Bay 26, and Roscoe Dash. We have Fire the General, Machine Gun Kelly, Ray Jr. Block Boys was supposed to be on last week, but they missed the call. They thought we was on West Coast time, and we weren't, so they missed out. So that's a local artist from St. Louis. So if you want me to send people to you, I can send all kind of artists to you from our show.
That's what
I'm talking about. They come on our show, and I'm going to write with you.
That's what I'm talking about. Send them on to the hottest show.
I don't know about you being the hottest show. I'm the hottest show now.
We'll
let you be the hottest show. We let you be the hottest show. We the world's best show.
Okay.
Yeah. The world's best show. There you go. It's enough room for all of us, right?
Yeah. We support each other, you know. We're about networking.
You're a tastemaker. That's what you got to. You're tastemakers to support each other.
Yeah. Tastemaker. Oh, yeah. Let everybody know what a tastemaker is.
Tastemakers are those people who make stars. That's the easiest way to do it. We got that little special ear where we can hear that next P. Diddy track that he might want to pick up. We make things happen in our area that we're in. We keep things happening in the areas that we're in. And, you know, with social media, any area could be anyone's area if you do it right. So that's what a tastemaker is. And the head tastemaker is Kevin Shine. So that's why I'm coming down to Charlotte when y'all had that party, that conference down there.
It's October. We finalized everything. You know, we got it. We already got the venue. We got everything. We're just finalizing it, you know, and going to bring it out to everybody because this is something that's not just going to be thrown together or whatever. You know, I'm hosting it, so it's going to be good. But Kevin Shine, you know, he do it, and he comes correct. He's about business.
Right.
So it's going to be off the chain. People coming from all over, Chicago, you know, Seattle. It's just, like, from everywhere.
Okay.
Everybody's
Cleveland.
Talking about coming to Charlotte.
Okay. So is it going to be at a,
you know,
you got a hotel picked out, or what? How you doing it?
Oh, yeah. We got it.
Yeah.
We got it.
Okay. Let me know if you need any help with anything. I got a lot of connections.
Oh, yeah. We definitely, we finishing and finalizing, we definitely need some help. So, you know, I'll be getting with you. I don't know if you got my contact info.
You sent me your email last night, and I'm going to send you a username for a Nerve DJ so you can get on and get some music.
Okay.
So I'm officially making you an official Nerve DJ.
That's what I'm talking
number
about.
640.
640, Nikki Rich.
640, Nikki Rich. DJ 640, that's you.
Oh, yeah,
so
640.
I'll send you a username and password tonight. So let me talk about Nerve again. What we got? We're opening up an office in downtown Cleveland with a performance stage, graphic
okay.
designer, website designer. It's like going to be a one-stop shop, DJ and artist management. Everything's going to be under one roof. We're going to broadcast from there, host our meet and greets there. It's going to be really nice. Parties there. In the back, we have like a area for dancing and partying, which hold about 300 to 400 people comfortably. So that's going to be our office, our nightclub offices for Nerve DJs. And that opens up next week on the night that we broadcast on thatshiphop.com. So if there's any DJs out there that would like to get music from NerveDJs.com, send me an email to NerveDJs@gmail.com. And I will then turn around and send you a username and password so you can go in and download the promotional tracks and pump them up.
A caller on the line. We want to get to this caller, and we got something special for you later on. But we're going to get to
okay.
this caller. 7049 number.
Okay. That's a Charlotte number, ain't it?
Hello? You're on the air with DJ Johnny M.
I love that carrot.
Hello?
They ain't picking, they ain't saying nothing.
They might be on mute. Sometimes we're on mute. Some people be on mute. So we'll
yeah.
get back to that caller.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to get back to that caller. I want to give a very special shout out and a happy birthday to a member of the 403 Mob out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And it goes up. Yes, 403. Have you heard of 403 Mob?
I have not. I heard of Elevator J, though.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. They are a hot group out of Charlotte, North Carolina, a hot group of guys. And
okay.
I'm just going to tell you, they are dedicated, they're motivated, and they have been on Power 98 is our radio station, local radio station down here. They were just featured
right.
Future Flavor. And they've just been going around everywhere, different radio stations just been hitting them, different venues. They've been performing. And, you know, they tune into I Jive Urban Rich Radio, and they're very supportive of us. And they're motivated. That's just all to it. And I support them all the way
okay.
because they are motivated. And, you know, so one of the guys' birthday is today, so I just giving them a shout out.
Shout out to the Leos.
403 Mob.
Yeah, give yeah. it to me. Send it to me. I'll put it up on the website.
Well, you know, I can play some music too as well. They have this new song that they just mixed and mastered, and it's called Beneath the Snow. So you can check this out. And then we're going to get to some more music. So I want you to tell me what you think about the other artists as well. But we're going to go to 403 Mob. Tell us what you think.
I sure will.
They say that things just cannot grow.
For 1 second, y'all, I think we're having a little technical difficulties.
Take your time.
Technology, you know. Here we go. One second, guys. Well, while we're waiting on this to come up, just to let everybody know, you are tuned in to iJive Urban Rich Radio, and I'm the host, and we're here live with DJ Johnny O. And we are, you know, having a good time. You know, we're going to get to 403 Mob Beneath the Snow. Right now it's coming up, so check it out.
My life, I've been told that I will always be the same. That'll never fucking change. That you didn't understand why I was so cold. When you get told so many times that your whole life is fucking worthless, you ain't worth shit. You should never been born. Then you try to block it. Sooner or later, you feel it. It sinks the body and it breaks the heart. Till eventually it gets to the spirit and it kills the soul. But now you know. So when it happens to you, don't say I didn't tell you so. But I defy the odds to prove the wrong. Went from bottom to the top. That's why I write this song to show that no matter what. But I will never stop. Even under the pressures of the snow, I will always grow. Never yet will I be told that I am fucking worthless. Don't be mad cause I don't have a tag, cause I am priceless. Only 20 years old and I'm living proof that you can't always listen to what you've been told.
But I cannot grow, but I cannot bloom, and I cannot show that I can and will. And when I rose to feel the sun, I take the coat, I brace the blow with a wind, and never saying no. I gotta get it, chasing goals, moving fast, take it slow.
Take a look through my eyes, see a cold world full of pain. I've been told a couple things, change this, change that. I'm still the same, I'll tell you that. Hold it here, and I'll grab the bat, beat some sense into the noggin. How's your brain? Is it jogging? I am me, you will use it's not a thing you could do. Choke me till my face is blue. Chicken flew the fucking tour, we're on our own, almost grown. Music is my rock and stone. Every day I'm getting better. Flow is changing like the weather. 6 months here, we still together. Through the worst and through the better. Hard as hell to make that cheddar. My words are cold, so grab a sweater. Take my hand and you will see another side of Shadow J. M-B-A-N-C-H-I-E.
Not a club banger in the middle of the night, but you could still play that.
Yeah.
But I like that track, yes. It's a good reality track for sure.
Yeah, that's it's very different.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to 403. They're also in the chat at the chat room live, y'all. It's going all right in the chat room. It's kind of jumping. You know, so everybody, shout out to everybody in the chat room. You know, we have D Slate of the D Hour Show. We got Designs by Denoma, all our guests. You know, we always got to shout out our guests in the chat room. We got guest 8264. Shout out to you. You know, we shout out to everybody. But we also have. The more music we want to get to, and, you know, give us your feedback on it. We have another group of guys, they are in the military, and they have been working hard, and they've just been grinding and making music, doing it. And their name, one of the guys' name is Redface, and he's in Arizona right now. So this is Redface Lightyears. Tell me what you think about that.
Okay.
A whole lot of ass and a
crush every dream that I had. I'm traveling in light years. Past all the tears, got no pills. I'm traveling in light years. Switch gears, got new ideas. I'm traveling in light years.
Ain't no slowing down, I'm on the highway, rims going round and round, doing it my way. I separate myself by being me. The rest of you simps simply follow the script. That's in the role that you wish you could be. So people catch you doing things that would normally be associated with the types they don't like to fuck with, but you study poli sci, so you dodge your duck shit. I try to reach my family and constituents. Maybe it don't matter about none of the shit you win, cause situations are presented just to benefit us to learn how to get over our weaknesses. As a young boy, I manned up. No one had answers to the questions that I held with my hand up. Down ass nigga, but had to stand up. Tired of praying for a different life and staying stuck.
I got my pocket full of cash, tank full of gas, and a girl next to me with a whole lot of ass. I'm traveling in light
years. Past all the tears, got no pills. I'm traveling in light years. Switch gears, got new ideas. I'm traveling in light years. To my third eye, see it all from a distance like a bird's eye. My thoughts gone ever since they said my nerves shot. I stand out like a black car with bird drops. Cause I'm the shit, man, I'm too far ahead. I might be out of this world. Some say I'm better off dead, but it's sad. I dissipate and shit on heads. They call it defecate, never been scared. I'm in the limelight without being signed. When it's my time, it really ain't. Cause I always shine like candy paint. Even if my Sean John t-shirt got reverberation on the back, I will never leave Earth, nigga. They call me Malachi Z. York. I travel crime. Industry out of line, don't know how to rhyme. When they do, I turn it off just to ease my mind. Man, it sound like they light years behind.
I got a pocket full of cash, tank full of gas, and a girl next to me with a whole lot of ass.
Learn something, I can teach you more than how to roll and burn something. That's if you done frontin', cause I ain't got all day. Time is money, nigga, and homie, you ain't paid. Light years, you can learn something. I can teach you more than how to roll and burn something. That's if you done frontin', cause I ain't got all day. Time is money, nigga, and homie, you ain't paid.
And I got a pocket full of cash, tank full of gas, and a girl next to me with a whole lot of ass.
Traveling light years.
Light years.
Very catchy. Very catchy. Thank you, baby.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Very catchy.
Light years. That was hot. That was by Red Face. That was pretty hot. And we have a caller on the line from a 337 number. We're gonna go to the caller. And we're going to get back to some more music as well, but we're going to go to the 337 number. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is True Visions. I'm calling from El Paso, Texas.
Two Visions. What's up, brother?
What's going on? How you doing, Daniel? Salute to you and your movement. Everything
you're
doing,
sir.
You know, breaking tracks and making history and continue being a legend.
All right, thank you. You're not from Cleveland, are you?
Uh-huh.
Where you from? You said El Paso, Texas?
Well, I live in El Paso. I'm originally from Virginia.
Oh, okay. VA. That's where we got our first contract. We went down to Norfolk, Virginia for a talent contest, and Jermaine Dupri was there, and his father ended up signing us to Columbia Records back in the day.
Oh, okay.
That's
Jermaine
had his,
That's 20 minutes from my hometown.
JVR. Oh, yeah, Norfolk. Yeah, we had a ball in Norfolk, Virginia.
it ain't like it used to be.
Oh, ain't nothing like it used to be. Nothing. So,
how you
been,
doing,
Well,
but yeah, I appreciate that feedback on that song Light Years. Though I actually manage both of those artists.
Oh yeah, that's nice. Send it to me. I'll put it up on the website.
Okay, definitely. I'll definitely get that to you.
And send a picture too, because I like to put pictures with it.
Okay.
Yeah,
definitely.
No charge, baby.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I got you.
That's hot. Well, we thank you for tuning in.
You got the email address?
WeBreakTracks@gmail.com.
Yep, T-R-A-X.
T-R-A-X, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right, cool. If you know any DJs, tell them to hit me up, and I'll put them in the pool.
Matter of fact, definitely, I actually work with a couple of DJs out here in El Paso that's doing their thing out here. So I'll definitely put them in it.
They need some good music. Let me know.
All right. Well, appreciate that. Thank you for your time. And I'm about to get ready to go hit these streets and promote for this Devin and Dude show I got on Friday.
Oh, man. Yeah, make sure you send me all your contact information, too.
Definitely. I'll just put, you know, in the subject line, I'll put Two Visions from the Nicky Rich Show.
That'll work. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your time.
All right.
All right. Nicky Rich, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. And everybody to know that we do have Devin the Dude coming on Friday along with Kenny Mal. So it's going to be a hot show on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
And we're going to get to, we got some more callers as well, but we're going to get to a little more music because we got some more underground artists that we just want you to listen to and tell us what you think. This is a time,
sure,
you know, we don't get too many DJs on, and hopefully I can have a show that we can have just a whole show of just nothing but DJs.
Mm-hmm.
We have some DJs tuned in right now, so I would love to do like a whole show, you know, shout out to DJ Sir J Boogie. So, you know, he's tuned in right now, and we're going to get to him as well. Yeah, he's tuned in right now, so we're going to get to him as well. But right now we want to get to some more underground artists. So far, so good, DJ Johnny O, what you think?
Oh, yeah, I'm liking it.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
Okay, here we go. We're going to play Let's Make It. This by Fleetwood SC. Tell me what you think about that.
Okay.
Yeah. I woke up this morning, dog. I had one thing on my mind, man, and that's money.
Good money.
So I'ma get it.
Yeah, real talk. I'm getting paid. Guess that's why these sucker niggas wanna hate. Yeah, and I'm getting to it every day.
Take
no time to waste. It's money to be made, so let's make it,
let's make it,
let's make it, let's make it,
woo.
Let's make it.
It's time to give me mine, or I'ma take,
yeah,
it's money to be made, so let's make it. No sleep, I'm out here grinding while you resting, homie.
Nah.
Hey, yeah, I'm built for this, that's why I'm out here flexing, homie.
What?
But my motto still got over everything. And I'm still about a dollar, that'll never change.
Nah.
I let the haters hate, cause that's what haters do.
Do.
Money looking right,
We call that pay-per-view. Blowing money fast. Yeah, I'm throwing cash. First thing to the paper and you throwing last.
Yeah.
Thomas Tice ripping. What up, KC? What it do, Pug?
What up,
AB? Middle finger up, screaming, niggas, pay me. Can't you see I'm rich? That's clear as AC. Yeah, real talk, I'm getting paid. Guess that's why these sucker niggas wanna hate. Yeah, and I'm getting to it every day. No time to waste, it's money to be made. So let's make it,
let's make it,
let's make it. Let's make it.
Let's make it.
It's time to give me mine, or I'ma take.
Yeah,
yeah, it's money to be made, so let's make it. Say you're getting paid, well then I must be loaded.
Yeah.
So much money in the house, you would've thought I stole it.
Yeah.
I done it all, named the car and I bet I drove it.
Yeah.
I hit the strip, couple bands, yeah, I bet I blow it. Yeah, when you get money, they say things change.
Same.
On the road to riches, we ain't in the same lane. I'm getting to it, dawg, you just trying to maintain. I'm paid, but I want more money, Damon Wayne. Ain't nobody ever did it like I did it. Cause I'm a hustler, you can't get it how I get it. Money on my mind, boy, I'm trying to see the digits. They say it's money to be made, so I'ma get it.
Yeah,
yeah. Real talk, I'm getting paid. Guess that's why these sucker niggas wanna hate. Yeah, and I'm getting to it every day.
Hey,
no time to waste, it's money to be made. So let's make it,
let's make it,
let's make it, let's make it.
Woo.
Let's make it.
It's time to give me mine. I'm through the roof, yeah, I'm out of here. Hey, slow your roll, ain't no telling what I got in here. I stunt hard, pockets on swole, backs over hoes, swag over low. Hey, I'm through the roof, yeah, I'm out of here. Hey, slow your roll, ain't no telling what I got in here. I stunt hard, pockets on swole, backs over hoes, swag over no.
Another day, another dollar,
yeah. The money comes steady. Sleeping on a nigga, I'ma turn into pretty. Shawty at the telly, blowing up a nigga's telly. So I'm finna get some cut from a girl I call Machete.
Already,
Fleetwood, realest nigga till the casket drop.
Casket
on the road to riches, bypassing the traffic stop. Getting money, haters feel like this has to stop. Hey man, I'm out this world,
yeah.
Call me the swagstronaut.
Okay.
So much money in my pocket, dog, it's falling out. I only speak Guapanese, so I don't know what you talking about.
Yeah.
Handful of bags at the mall when I'm walking out. Coach finally put me in the game, now I'm balling out. Hey, I'm through the roof, yeah, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Hey, slow your roll, ain't no telling.
All right, welcome back to iDrive Urban Rich Radio. You were just tuned in to Let's Make It and Swag Overload, both by Fleetwood SC. What do you think of that, DJ Johnny O?
I love the first track, but it should have been a pause between them two tracks because it kind of threw me off. But
okay.
Both of them tracks is hot. Both of them is hot. And, you know, you can hear that Ace Hood in there, and I can mix that first track with Ace Hood or either Alley Boy and keep it rolling the whole night.
Okay.
But you can tell he was inspired by Ace Hood on that track.
Yeah.
Which Ace Hood got some hot shit, so if he come up, you know, half of what Ace Hood did, he on the move there. But that sounds good. I bet it really sounds good on my studio speaker. So if you can, email it to me tonight.
I definitely will. And did you hear him say, did you hear him say anything about Rich in there?
I heard him say a few things in there.
No, I was just saying. Rich.
Rich.
Like
Nicky
Rich.
Nicky Rich.
Well,
send me your drop.
Just so
send me
y'all
your...
know, that
go
was
ahead,
Fleetwood. Y'all Fleetwood, so you know, That was Nick Rich, which is my brother.
Oh, that's your brother. That's hot music, shit.
Yeah.
That's good. Nick Rich, y'all friends?
You... No.
Nick and Nick.
We're about 9 years apart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Shout out to him. He from, see, we're from South Carolina, so, you know, we got that down south, you know, that flavor.
I can't even tell you got an accent.
Yeah.
I ain't heard no accent all night. I thought you was from Cleveland. Shit. No, just joking. I can hear it. Hey, you know, you send me a script. I can get some of these artists to send me drop scripts for you.
Okay. But, we play hot music. We have some good underground music. You know?
That's good. Just call it music. Don't classify it as underground.
Oh, I don't.
You
want
to bring all that from the underground to the above the ground so they can get paid more.
That's what we're doing.
What
that's
right.
What we're doing.
That's right. We're exposing it to the
I'm
elements.
I'm going to send you the script so we can get some. I need some drops, you know, from the artists.
Right.
That would be nice.
Yeah, you send me the script, I can get DJ Drama to do one, Noriega, Alley Boy, and Obi Trice. Obi Trice doing his this weekend, so send it to me tonight, and I'll send it over to him.
Okay, I definitely will. And also, you was telling us about your show, and we got lost somewhere.
We got a couple shows. One show we do... My partner broadcast from North Carolina is justin.tv/NerveDJsLive. That's Justin, JUSTIN.tv/NerveDJsLive. It's our live broadcast show. We broadcast Sunday from 7 to 9. That's DJ Dizzy D. He broadcasts from Charlotte. Then Monday from 8 to 10, I broadcast, and I do, like, artist interviews with the artists right in the studio, or either me just mixing new music all night for 2 hours. And then Tuesday, we do our conference calls every other Tuesday. So some Tuesdays is just, you know, our conference call starts from 7 to 9, featuring whoever we got on that week. And, you know, we have had some of the best on, so. And the Tuesdays that we're not on, DJ Arch broadcast from Brooklyn, New York. And last night he played house music. Some nights he plays hip-hop. He's a very versatile DJ, so you might hear anything from DJ Arch. Wednesday, DJ Kilo broadcasts from the same channel from Washington, D.C. And Thursdays is not back on yet, and nobody on the weekends, because most of our DJs are out DJing in the club on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So that's our schedule there for our live, for our Justin.tv/NerveDJs broadcast page. And starting next Wednesday, we're going to be on DJ Drama Green Lantern's page. That's hiphop.com. From 10 to midnight every Wednesday, featuring nothing but new music. So if artists got music, right, it's going to be hot, right. That's hiphop.com. He has over 750,000 people on his email list. They advertise for you. All we got to do is get the people in there to listen to our DJ. Our first show is we're going to have a young DJ by the name of DJ Darrell. Boy, kills the turntables. Kills them. One of the baddest, he's like a Jazzy Jeff when Jeff was 17, 18 years old. So, we're going to do it big. We're going to have a different DJ every Wednesday, different artists stopping through. We might even do live performance shots once we finish building our stage out. So, that's what Nerve DJs is doing. We're recruiting more DJs, because the more DJs you got, the more we can get music played in other areas. So that's why one reason we give our music to the DJs for free, because the DJs need the music. The artists need to get the music to the DJs. And the best way for the artists to get the music to the DJs is
give the music to Johnny O and Nerve DJs. I will upload it, put the beats per minute on every track, put your JPEG in the ID3 tag, and then I upload it to our website so the DJs can download it. And that's what we do. We break your track.
Okay.
Just that. Yep. Been doing this for eight years this way.
Well, we got DJ, we got a special DJ on the line.
Oh, yeah, who you got?
Sir J Boogie. So we're going to get
Sir J Boogie.
What up?
We're going to be
What's
in Detroit together this weekend.
Oh, no doubt. Hey, I want to shout out Nikki Rich on Urban Rich Radio. I'm digging the show, and I will be tuning in regularly.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
shout out to
Johnny
O as well.
What's up, Sir J?
Man, I can't complain, man. I'm blessed. I was sharing with her earlier that, man, you one of the main reasons I DJ now.
Right.
From back in the day, club style, WDMP in Cleveland, Ohio, where I was raised. You know, so you're definitely a legend, man. Much respect to you, man, and the things you do in the community, man. You a stand-up guy. And I support.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Appreciate it. Just trying to, you know, keep the movement going, man. I don't want it to fade away. You know, I was here when the hip hop started in the 70s, and I wanted to be here when I'm gone. So I try to do my best to, you know, extend them wishes out to a young artist and DJ that's doing, you know, what I did back in the 70s and 80s. So.
Right. I was wondering,
you
can
DJing
I ask
this
question,
week?
Nikki? Can I? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to ask you a quick question. I asked Nikki to ask you, but I guess since I'm on here, I'll ask you. Now, you know, I grew up in Cleveland, like I say, listed to you on the you know, nightly basis on the mix shows. Got a question about the battle you was in with DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, the word was in Cleveland, you won, bruh. Can you clear that up, or would you like to go into that, or what?
I'll tell you my version of it, and this is the real version. I did not win because I had a gang fight going on when I was doing my battle portion. And when Jeff came on, Jeff would have won if I didn't have the battle going on, because he had some skills that we didn't have going on in Cleveland in 1986 when he came for that battle. So he was transforming when I was doing speed, and that transforming just made everybody be like, what the hell is that? So, I mean, my speed was faster than his, but his transforming skills just blew everybody away. It stopped the gang fight, the Dynamite Devils and the PCOs was fighting. They was banging
big time.
Yes, sir. And right. So if you're from Cleveland, you know the Dynamite Devils and PCOs. So that's how far back it go. They took a couple people out on stretchers. But as soon as they brought Jeff and Prince out, you know, the fight stopped. Everybody paid attention. You know, he did his 1-2. For real. He killed it. I'm going to give him much respect because, you know, it's our respect to Duke because he did his thing. But, you know, when I finished, he did say great job. He wasn't expecting that from nobody from Cleveland. But, you know, he solely won. But I was there. I can legally say I'm the only DJ in Cleveland that ever battled DJ Jazzy Jeff. I battled Flash. I battled Flash here in Cleveland also, too. So, you know, I got a lot of history with DJs. So, and to this day, Jeff and I are still cool. Me and Jeff, Will, we still talk every once in a while. So, it's a good thing. So, he don't answer back his Twitters, though. So, but he was just here in Cleveland for the Jill Scott Show, and we talked for a second. So, it was cool.
Okay. That's love.
Yeah. But, no, Jeff, he won the battle. Hands down, he won. But that's one that will go down in history because it was at the Mad Hatter and the BCOs and the Dynamite Devils just threw down that night. So that's what happened.
DJ,
I go back with a lot of them. Yeah.
You know, comes to Charlotte as well. He comes to Charlotte pretty often.
I know,
he was here for CIAA.
I heard he was.
Yeah. He was here for CIAA.
When was that? That was this year, right?
Yep. Y'all gotta check out CIAA. That's when everybody is in town. If you don't know what CIAA is, it is the biggest event I know of, because it's where all the artists in the industry, it's 100 parties. It's a week long, just straight partying all day, all night. It's off the chain. And it's in the last week of February, beginning in March. Go look up CIAA. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think we got CIAA.
Huh?
CIAA.
Y'all DJ down there last CIAA. It was off the hook.
Oh, yeah? Was it?
Yeah, it's crazy. CIAA be live.
DJ down there now. And he was trying to get me to come down there. DJ Centipede, he's from Cleveland, from Dynasty DJs. Oh. You need to get him on your show, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He right there in Charlotte. Yeah,
most
he was
definitely.
Like, man, you got to come down here for the CIAA. That's what he kept calling it, too. I recall him now.
Y'all got to come. I mean, last year, if you go to WorldStar, you can look up Rick Ross and them. They had a party, and it was at this place called The Mansion. When I say it was over flooded, it was crazy. You can't drive.
Wow.
You can't do nothing. It was crazy. And, like,
Mickey
Minaj came. All the DJ, well, a lot of DJs was down here, you know, as well. And they was at the Blake Hotel. They had this big party that was going on with Nicki Minaj and a whole bunch of other people. R. Kelly was here. It was like every star you could think of was here every day, it's actors and all.
Well, I'll be there next year. I turn 50 next year in February, so I'll definitely be there.
Oh,
I'm having a party.
50.
Yeah, I'll be 50 in February. I'm gonna have one big party every month in a different city next year. Yeah, I'm gonna do it big.
Make sure you have it in Charlotte too.
Yeah, I will. I'm gonna be hotter in Charlotte than Cleveland, I hope.
And also, y'all. I keep trying to tell everybody because, you know, about to start up something with, you know, this campaign as well. You know, we got the Democratic National Convention coming next year in Charlotte as well. So they already throwing up parties and everything for that as well. So
yeah, y'all beat us out. Y'all beat Cleveland out. Well, you know, yeah, I'll be down there because I'm thinking about running for a senator of Iowa or something because these politicians drive me crazy. So.
You're going to be the Senator DJ.
DJ Senator Johnny O. We need some new blood in there. All these butt wipes in there trying to run the country, messing it up. So we got to change it. So I'm glad to hear you talking politics, because that's my main thing in the daytime is politics. And what you know. So now you really caught my ear. We could talk for another 2 hours now. But we definitely got to educate everybody and make sure everyone gets out and vote. We have to win that White House, and we got to get some we got to take back over the Senate. In the House. Well, we still got enough in the Senate, but we got to take the House back. You know, we can't just sit back and think, oh, I got a record, I don't need to vote. Or I'm a DJ, I don't need to vote. Everybody needs to get out and vote. I was just having my union meeting tonight, and a preacher got up and told a story about his great-great-great-grandfather and, you know, how bad he wanted to vote. He was born in 1870, and he was 60 years old before he was able to register to vote. He lived in Kentucky. He went up to register, and the man said, "Ians can't vote." So he said, "I'm here to register." He said, "Didn't I tell you Ians can't vote?" He said, "I'm not leaving until I get registered to vote." The man pulled out a gun and shot him dead right on the spot. And went back to work, went to court, and went back to work before the end of the day.
So, you know, a lot of people have died for us to have our right to vote. And I think every black person and their mama and their daddy and the kids and anybody they know should have their ass at the polls ready to vote and ready to stand there as long as it takes. So when you start talking politics, let's talk, because that's what I do.
Oh,
I run a labor union in the daytime, and I fight for my members' benefits, and their health care is extremely high, and their wages. And it's ridiculous that people want to pay their workers, you know, $5, $6, $7, $8 an hour to live on, but and they want them to still go out and buy all these expensive products that they make. It don't make no sense. A person can't make it off of $10 an hour. So, yeah, we got to stand up. We got to educate everybody on the politics. And, you know, I preach politics on Twitter, and then I talk about rap. And people look at me like, what is wrong with this old ass nigga? He don't know where he's going sometimes. But that's me, Nikki. We got to do
well,
it.
Well, you know, we're about doing big things. And here at iJive Urban Rich Radio, we're starting up a campaign. We're not ready to release it yet, but, yeah, we're getting into politics here on iJive. So be ready for us. And, you know, me and you, we can get together and, you know, I can let you know what's going on and my ideas as well. But, yeah, cool. I'll let you know what we got up our sleeve at iJive about that.
Yeah, because I can. You send me what you got when you're ready, and I'll blast it out. I got about 400,000 people on my contact list. So.
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, I can go on and on.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that. You just earned another piece of respect from me.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to put your link up on our website.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, so people can check it out. So.
Oh, most definitely. But, yeah, that's another passion that I have as well. You know, just in the community and helping. And one of my friends, actually, you know, she is the Charlotte chair, Democratic chair. So I really want to get him. And she's young.
Okay.
She's like 24, 25. So she's over the shadow. Yeah.
Wow, that's great. That is great. I'm glad to see that. So is the black population in Charlotte nice and strong as far as politics?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's
you know,
good.
We're getting it in. I'm telling you.
I know y'all took our convention from us. That was supposed to be in Cleveland. We need to have it back. Come here.
I'm really interested because of education-wise as well.
Right. Well, let me know what you need. I can get what you need down there.
Yeah, for those who don't know, I taught school from K through 5 for 7.5 years until last year. I was recently laid off last day of school. I got my little pink slip due to budget cuts. I was devastated at first. You know, I was like, oh, my God, what am I gonna do, you know. But, you know, God opened up some doors. I was able to start a nonprofit in December, and I was able to create iJive Urban Rich Radio in April, April 5th. So, you know, I'm blessed.
I hear you. I got to plug my phone in. It's about to die.
Oh, I think everybody's phone about to die. But, yeah, you know, it's a blessing to... You know, we just have to look at what's going on and just try to help others, because that's my thing, is not only on the radio but in the community. We just got to help each other and just try to, you know, make it, survive. Life is hard, but just got
to. Hello? Hello?
I'm here. You're here.
Sound like
yeah,
you
I know. I was saying that. Well, yeah. Sometimes it happens. I don't know. You have to excuse us. But we still have DJ Sir Boogie in the building. He all quiet.
I'm soaking it all up. I'm listening to that knowledge.
Okay.
Hey, Sir Jack.
What's up?
Are you DJing in Detroit this week, or are you just celebrating your birthday?
Both.
Oh, yeah?
Spending
Happy
Friday.
Birthday.
From like, thank you. I appreciate that. King Leo, I'm spending on Friday downtown at St. Regis Hotel.
Okay.
From five, like a happy hour that goes all the way to 2 in the morning. And then Saturday I'm DJing the Central State University alumni midnight cruise. It's a boat ride. I'm DJing that Saturday night.
Oh, can I get tickets for that?
Hey, like I said, we link up, man. You hang out, man. That'll be a pleasure. For sure. An honor.
Yeah, because it's my girl's birthday.
Oh, okay. Was it the 13th or?
Hers is the 15th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, mine is that Saturday.
Yep.
That's on the 13th. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to her. Happy birthday to her.
Yeah, she's spoiled, so.
Oh,
cool.
That's sweet.
Happy birthday, Jay. What, you 29?
Happy birthday, Sir Jay.
I'm gonna be 29 for about 5 more years.
If I can get rid of this gray hair, I might look like I'm 29.
Well, I turned 32 in July.
Really?
Yes, sir.
32.
Wow.
Hello, Vicky.
Yes.
Big 5-0. No, I just wanted to shout out some people out there in the Queen City that I work with. A couple of dudes. They out of EMG Elevator Music Camp or Music Group. Elevator J, Perrier, Timbo. And Pride Clothing.
Oh, you the
shout
one
out
to send me that flame, that Elevator J?
Yeah.
Right. I was just talking about that.
Yeah, Elevator. That's my boy.
Okay. Yeah, that's a nice track. I was playing that video most of the year after you sent it to me.
Okay, yeah, they got some more heat, too.
Okay. Send it to me. You know, I'll put it up on the website.
I'm going to hook them up with Nikki, too.
Right. Yeah, send it to me.
Definitely. Hit me up. You know, I'm here. I'm ready. Artists, bring them on.
Most definitely. All love. Mm.
Most definitely. And also, you know, I'm going to be sending my music. I'm going to send some music tonight do I send it to Trackman?
You can send it to either one of them. I'm on them all the time, yeah.
Okay, it's what is it again?
Break.
One more time.
We Break Tracks.
Okay, We Break.
T-R-A-X.
Okay.
Like I did see you, your username and password.
I got it.
You got the team. All right.
I'm on it.
You are an official Nerve DJ now.
640. I'm going to say Nikki Rick, a.k.a. 640.
Yeah.
I like that.
You're the 640th DJ of Nerve DJs.
Yes, sir.
So we get it in.
Well,
it
we
in,
thank
Nick.
You guys. We
well,
thank
you
guys
for me.
Being on today.
Appreciate it.
And, y'all, we're going to have to set up something, too, because I want to do a special show where we just have all DJs on. You know?
Okay.
That would be so hot.
Yeah, let me know. I can get you a whole lot of DJs numbers.
Yeah. What you think about
email
that?
And tell them. I think it'll work. I mean, that's sort of like our conference call, but yeah, it'll work. Because last night we had 176 people on, and out of them 176, I think about 70 of them were DJs.
Wow.
Yeah, it can definitely work.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, that would be hot. And maybe see what, you know, do like we did tonight, maybe play some music, see what they think of it. What you think?
Yeah, we can do it.
Oh,
you
yeah,
do anything you
want
to do.
I'm on it, honey.
All right. And I guess I will see you in October. Because I'm definitely coming
to
you as soon as you give me the information.
Definitely.
Send me the information
when
you're ready, and I'll start blasting it out.
Oh, yeah. We're ready for that. And and I want to get with you on some things I'm working on as well, if that's possible, too.
Yes, it is.
After
this
show. Okay. Well, we thank you. I know I'm going to email you the info, my contact.
Okay. All right.
But, again, we thank you. Y'all check him out. Tell us how we can check you out again.
DJ Johnny O at Twitter. It's twitter.com at DJ Johnny O, JOHNNYO. Our website is www.nerve, NERVEDJS.com. Email, send track to WeBreakTracks, TRAX@gmail.com. And DJs, send your emails to nervedjs@gmail.com. Cell phone number, 216-701-1214.
Okay. And DJ Sir Johnny, I'm saying it right, Sir J. Boogie.
You're good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sir J. Boogie.
I got you. And your info, how could they contact you as well?
Hit me on Twitter, at DJ Sir J Boogie. That's SIRJAYBOOGIE at Twitter.
Okay. All right. We thank everybody for tuning in to iJive Urban Rich Radio. Thank you again, DJ Johnny O, our special guest tonight.
You got to do a drop for me.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I'll put that Nikki Rich.
Nikki Rich on the end. That was good. Thank you, Nikki. Thanks for having me. Thanks, everybody.
And you're welcome to come back anytime. You know that.
I'll call you and let you know what's going on.
All right.
I'll call you before our next conference call. And
okay.
I'll tweet you first to see if it's okay for me to come on the day before so
okay.
we can build it up a little bit. All right?
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
Well, we're ending our show. We thank everybody for tuning in to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I am Miss Nikki Rich. You can tune in Sunday through Friday, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tomorrow we got P. Diddy's Barber, Curtis Smith, Team Exotic Barbers in the building. Friday we have Mr. Kenny Miles as well as Devin the Dude. And on Monday we got Bishop Don Juan. On Monday, it's going to be live crazy. And coming up that Wednesday, we got Bobby Valentino. Y'all check us out. Stay tuned. iJive Urban Rich Radio. We're out. DJ Wiggle.
Peace.
Back that thing up. Back that thing up. Back that thing up. Come on. Come on. Come on.